All right, now this morning we have something a little bit different for this sermon because during Splash Camp, every year we fly in this amazing guest speaker. His name is Duff. Some of you may have heard of him before. He's from California, and he looks strikingly similar to Pastor Caleb, so kids get him confused all the time. I think we have a picture we can put up here. Yeah, see, there's Duff on the your left, right? that's Duff, and then we have Sir Galahad over here, and it was amazing. Duff always does a great job getting the kids engaged, and this year, Sir Galahad had issued a challenge to Duff to do a wide variety of things, and if he completed that challenge, he would be knighted at the end. And guess what? Duff was knighted this year. It was amazing. It was a beautiful and touching ceremony. And once he got knighted, he had an opportunity to select a fun gift. And wouldn't you know it, Duff chose for you all to be able to experience a Choose Your Own Adventure sermon this morning. Yeah, so Pastor Caleb doesn't know yet, so we're going to have to break the news to him this morning that his sermon might be a little bit different. So I'm going to ask my friend Caitlin to come up. Maybe she can help me out because, again, we're going to need to let Pastor Caleb know what he's going to need to do as you guys get to choose maybe a little bit of a style or what. Can you think you can help me out with this? Okay. All right, so we'll call him out here, break the news to him, and I'm sure it's going to be amazing. Okay, all right. Pastor Caleb, are you ready? Pastor Caleb?
Yes.
Oh, Pastor Caleb, hi. Come on in. I know, I'm sure you have done an amazing job preparing this week's sermon, always.
Yep, worked all week on it.
Yeah. Well, we have some news for you.
Okay.
Okay, this sermon is going to get changed up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to need to take that. We're not doing that anymore. Yeah, you can take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember Duff?
I've heard of this man.
Yeah.
A handsome fellow.
Yes, yeah. So, he got knighted at Splash Camp this year.
That's great. What does that have to do
with
me? Yeah,
well, he got to choose something because as a gift for his being knighted.
Uh-huh.
And he thought, wouldn't it be amazing for our pastor, you know, you, to do your sermon in more of a choose your own adventure way today, meaning not your adventure, ours.
Like they're going to choose which way I go in the sermon.
Yeah. So they have paddles, I believe. Do you guys have paddles? Yes?
Oh, no.
Okay. So they're going to get to choose from two options along the way. I mean, you can still use like your basic content, but you're going to get to present it in a little bit more fun, you know, engaging.
When you say fun.
Super fun.
For?
For you.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's going to be fun. But Caitlin, she's in charge to make sure that you,
they're bringing
you,
two
you
stools.
Do it all
okay.
correctly.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. We wouldn't want you to, you know, go back to your normal.
I think let's switch these so that she.
Rhythm
yeah,
here.
This
there
one's
we
the
go.
Boss chair.
Oh.
And then, yeah.
Oh,
a special chair.
I see.
Okay, are you ready for this?
No.
Okay, are you ready for this? All right, good luck. You got this.
Okay, well, hi. And we're doing a sermon in Jonah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which is in the Bible. And do I just go or I'll just go and then maybe we can, I'll just maybe ask you if there's a good spot for whatever the adventure is. Okay, so we're doing a brief study this summer in the book of Jonah. Now, Jonah is in a portion of the Bible called the prophets or the prophetic literature. And Jonah is a prophet, but he's a strange prophet because he is a prophet who doesn't prophet well at all. In fact, he's the anti-prophet. So prophets are people who God says, hey, you go and tell people what I need to tell them. And so prophets would be a person who would go and speak God's truth to them. and then usually inviting people to follow God or to turn back to God. And so Jonah does the almost exact opposite. The other thing with prophets is usually they're going to a group of people who are really messing up and are really bad or really failing, and they don't behave quite well. But in this case, the people that Jonah goes to are, he thinks are really bad, but actually behave quite well. So it's kind of this weird thing. So the book starts out like this, that the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, get up and go to the great city of Nineveh and preach against it because their evil has come up before me. And so Jonah got up to flee. So God says, Jonah, get up, go to Nineveh. And Jonah's like, nope. And he goes the exact opposite direction, a feeling I can relate to.
Now, if you look on the screen, there's two options. Oh. And you guys get to pick what he does. So you get to pick between preach using Gen Z talk or preach like a sports announcer.
Well, there's a lot of, okay.
That's pretty. I'm going to go A. That looks more common.
I'm supposed to use the Gen Z lexicon to do the.
Yes.
It's okay because I'm built different.
Oh, okay.
So let me cook. Okay, Gen Z lingo, help me out. So no cap, Jonah was a common L as it relates to the type of prophet that he was, and he was supposed to follow God and go to Nineveh to preach, but he didn't, and he had the riz, but not the desire. And so he was very sus of what God was saying. He could have slayed, but he did not because his brain wasn't braining. And so he got on a ship and left and went in the other direction.
Okay.
Is that enough?
Yeah.
Please let it be.
Okay.
So Jonah flees, he goes to this place. And it says here that he goes in verse 3, Jonah went to get up to flee to Tarshish from the Lord's presence. So Jonah's trying to leave as fast as he can and get away from the Lord's presence, which real quick, is that a thing that you could do? I mean, Jonah's like a prophet. He's like a pro level, follower of God. And he thinks if I could just get on a boat and go far enough, I will flee from the Lord's presence. Okay, not a great theologian. So he goes down to Joppa. So he was supposed to go to Nineveh. He was supposed to get up and go to Nineveh, but then he goes down to Joppa and he finds a ship going to Tarshish and he paid the fare and went down into it. So he goes down into the boat that he wants to go down into Tarshish. Do you see how like the literary stuff going on here? He was supposed to go up or he's supposed to get up and go to Nineveh, but instead he goes down into a ship that's supposed to go down to Joppa so he could flee from the Lord's presence. And in verse 4, it says, the Lord threw a great wind onto the sea.
Okay. If you look back to the screen, he has to dance out the readings and then or cheer it out. What do we think? Oh, definitely B. I see a lot of Bs. Okay. B it is. Get up. Come on.
So
come on.
Sometimes when I get real nervous, I put my hands in my armpits. I smell them like this. Okay.
Come on, I need
that. What? God said go, and Jonah said no, and he was supposed to go up. But where did he go? Down. D. Give me a D. Give me an O. Give me a W. Give me an N. What does that spell? Down. That's where Jonah went.
Perfect.
I don't like this. So Jonah goes down into the ship that's supposed to take him down away from the presence of the Lord. And then verse 4, but the Lord threw a great wind onto the sea, and such a great storm arose on the sea that the ship threatened to break apart. That's pretty scary, right? Like the ship breaking apart. And the sailors were afraid, and each cried out to their own God. They threw the ship's cargo into the sea to lighten the load. Meanwhile, Jonah had gone down to the lowest part of the vessel. So down, 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 down. And had stretched himself out and had fallen into a deep sleep. Now, the captain approached him and said, what are you doing sound asleep? Get up and call to your God. Maybe this God will consider us and we won't perish. Come on, the sailors said to each other, let's cast lots, then we'll know who it is to blame for the trouble in the water that we're in. And so they cast lots, and the lot singled out Jonah. Then they said to him, tell us who is to blame for this trouble we're in. What's your business, and where are you from? What is your country, and what people are you from? And he says, I'm a Hebrew. I worship the Lord, the God of the heavens, who made the sea and the dry land. And the men were seized with a great fear and said, what is this that you have done? So Jonah's rebellion, right? Jonah was supposed to go and help people, but instead he's running from God, and that is causing a lot of disruption in these sailors' lives. And they're saying, bro, you're sleeping. What is it that you have done? Go ahead.
Okay, back to the screen. Okay, option A.
Oh, no.
Use one syllable words. B, rhyme for two paragraphs. Okay, options. Okay, B again. Got this.
So Jonah is asleep in the ship's keep. And there's a storm raging outside, but he doesn't mind the crazy tide.
Okay.
And the crew is trying to help. Help me. And Jonah got woken up and said, well, and so the sailors cast lots to assuage all their terrifying thoughts, and they figured out it was Jonah's God, so they were thinking about throwing over into the water his bod.
Perfect.
So what the sailors do is they cast lots, they discern that it's Jonah, they say, what's your business here? What are you doing? And then Jonah says, because they were in verse 10, they were seized with a great fear. What is this you've done? The men knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord because he told them. They said to him, what should we do so that the sea will calm down for us? For the sea is getting worse and worse. And Jonah said, pick me up and throw me into the sea so that it will calm down for you, for I know that I'm to blame for this great storm that is against you. So Jonah has really let himself down throughout this whole series of events. But now at least it seems like he's going to do something self-sacrificial, self-loving, you know, throw me over, that'll save you guys, I'll give my life for you. So that's, he's doing quite well. And the sailors, what's interesting is the sailors say no. The sailors actually show themselves to be quite compassionate. They say, come on, let's think about another way. But the storm continues on and on.
And on
you
the screen.
You're doing this with such delight.
On A is speak with an Irish accent. B, use a baby talk. I see a lot of B's. What? B's common, so.
Oh, so what do I? Oh, I'm supposed to do baby talk.
Yeah.
Oh, you got me lucky charm. Okay. Baby talk. Has it like how you talk to a baby, or how? Probably like how you talk to a baby.
No, you are the baby.
Babies don't talk.
But they, well, like toddlers.
So when little Jonah, he made a bad decision, and he ran away from God, and God was and God said, come back. And little Jonah fell a little sleepy, and everyone was scared on the ship. And then they tossed him in the water. This is not a story to be telling babies. Can I stop?
Yeah.
So they...
That sounded more like a dying human, though.
I'm making every one of my seminary professors quite proud right now. They're very proud of what I've become. So the sailors call out to the Lord, please, Lord, don't let us perish because of this man's life, and don't charge us with innocent blood, for you, Lord, have done just as you've pleased. And they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea stopped its raging. The men were seized by great fear.
They were afraid.
Seized by great fear of the Lord, and they offered sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. This is the end of chapter one, and it sets up the rest of the story. So you said there was five of these things?
Yeah, one more. You got this. Okay, back to the screen. A, incorporate country lyrics. Or... throw shade at the Cowboys. I see more A's this time. A.
You want me to incorporate country music lyrics into the conclusion of the sermon?
You got this.
I wouldn't say that I do. I don't know quite... I have good taste in music, so I don't know.
You sure about that?
A lot of lyrics for, okay. Remember how Jonah went to the sailors?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got friends in, oh, how does it, blame it, shh. I will do it from memory. Blame it all on his roots. He showed up in boots and ruined the sailor's affair. They were the last ones to know because he was the last ones to show. He was the last one they'd thought they'd see there.
Okay.
Line. Anybody know the next? Something about... toasting, how does it go? And so, living all my roots, shaking things, and you live that time for you. Jonah saw the surprise and the fear in their eyes, and they never heard him complain because he's got a fish in low places where sailors drown. And the fear just takes their hope away. But it'll be okay. I'm not big on social graces. But God provided a fish. The end.
Okay. Okay.
So God, one of the things we could take away from Jonah chapter one is that God is a pursuing God. God not only calls Jonah to send Jonah to speak words of truth to Nineveh, and also by way of the sailors, God is also pursuing Jonah. And especially for those of us who maybe feel that we have God has called us to something, but that we have turned our backs on God or rebelled against God, that God's pursuit is towards all of us. And one of the things that we see in Jonah is that God can be very creative in how he reaches us. And so my invitation for us today as we conclude our Kingdom Quest Splash Camp week and this abomination of a sermon, I'm just going to invite you to look for the ways that God might be pursuing people in your life and notice the ways that God is pursuing you. Sometimes it's strange, sometimes it's ironic, sometimes it's completely out of the ordinary, but we serve a very creative God who is always loving and always pursuing. Unless you listen to Garth Brooks. All right, let me pray for us, and then we'll be done. And so, Father, we're grateful for the time that you've given to us. Thank you for Splash Camp and the amazing ways that we've seen you at work this week. Thank you, Lord, for being a pursuing God who uses creative and sometimes ironic ways to get our attention and draw us back to you. May we be a people who are faithful in ministering and reaching out to others in the spaces that you've called us to minister. Pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen and amen. Amen. Friends, if you'd like prayer this morning, members of our prayer team will be available up here at the front. Otherwise, can we say thank you to Caitlin?